Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, the one coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you have a very cute week this week. It's a little sunny outside today, but it's not, like, too bad today here in New York. And I hope you're having a really great day. If not, I hope this podcast makes it a little bit better. And, yeah, so if you don't know me by now, I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap the HDU, which is the Henry Danger Universe, which is Henry Danger and Danger Force. Recap both of these shows, and I hope you have a very good time, because if you're not having a good time, then what the heck is wrong with you? You're listening to some other bullshit podcast. But, yeah, so I hope you're having a really good time. Put on your seatbelts, because this is the Season 3 finale of Henry Danger that I'm recapping. I'm so excited, so buckle up, stay tuned, and this is going to be a blast, and it's going to be awesome. So, yeah. Also, before we get started to this podcast, I would just like to say 116,000 of you have listened to this. That is insane. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, whoever listened. Because without you, I wouldn't have done this for the past 2 years since quarantine happened. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from all of you. And I really appreciate you. It means a lot to me. And, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. A barbershop has finally reopened in Disney World, and that is the Harmony Barbershop. And it's been 2 years since quarantine happened. We couldn't get their kid's first haircut, but now it is finally reopened to the public. I'm so happy about that, because not only are you going to get your first shave, your first haircut in Disney World, but it's for kids as well. That makes me so happy. If I were you, if you want to get your kid's first haircut in Disney World, go to the Harmony Barbershop. I guarantee it 100%. And trust me, I've heard a lot of cool things about this place. And yes, make sure you go get your kid's first haircut there. Don't mean to lie. And Harmony Barbershop, welcome back. And it has reopened to the public again. So make sure you go there. And I guarantee it, it's going to be awesome for your little kid as well. So make sure you go enjoy it. I guarantee it. And sadly, one of the favorite actresses of all time, Pat Carroll, has passed away by the age of 95. We all know her as the voice of Ariel from the OG Little Mermaid back in the day. You know, Ursula was just one of those villains that was just so darn evil when I was a kid. When I first saw it, I was like, oh my god, she is so dang evil. And Pat Carroll was it. She was the voice of Ursula. And I guarantee it that much. And it was just awesome. It's amazing. And yeah, so we're all going to miss her deeply. And all of you are Ursula fans, so I pretty much understand what you're going through. And we're all Disney nerds. So, yeah, so it's a really loss to the Disney community, and Pat Carroll will be missed. So it's like we lost the voice of Ariel of Ursula, and it's just like it's so sad, you know. It's just like anyway. So she passed away by the age of 95, and we'll all miss you, Ursula. I guarantee it that much. And Pat Carroll has passed away by the age of 95. So rest in peace, Pat Carroll. So yeah, so I'm going to recap episode 19. Season 3 and the Season 3 finale of Henry Danger, Suavey's Got Talent. That's right. Suavey's Got Talent is the mock-up version of America's Got Talent. And it comes around as a mess these days. And it involves Kid Danger. So if I were you, you might want to stay tuned to that. Because it's going to get a mouthful for the Season 3 finale. So it's going to be awesome and it's going to be fun. And I hope you enjoy the ride as well. Oh my god. We should go and look at the time. I got to go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, again, thank you so much for the plays and for the follows. That means a lot to me. And make sure to keep it up, because without you, I wouldn't have done this for the past 2 years. So it's thank you for that. And, yeah, so the episode's about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 19, season 3, and the season 3 finale of Henry Danger, 12 Years Got Talent. That's right. This episode is a mock-up version of America's Got Talent, and you know how this episode goes. Captain Kid Danger are the celebrity guests, judges, and it's a mess between one of the contestants, and it's playing down awful, and it's just like they're trying to get to the bottom of the contestants, and Piper and his friend are there involved in all of it. And yeah, this episode to the season 3 finale was insane, guys. So if I were you, if you saw this episode, I was like, wow, that was nuts. But yeah, so I thought this episode was a way to close out season 3, and it was just like so good. And yeah, so this season 3 finale is so good. So if you didn't see it, it's a good thing you tuned in, because this season 3 finale is going to blow your socks off, so I guarantee it that much, guys. And, yeah, so that's it. And make sure you stay along with the ride, so it's going to be fun. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, be sure to turn off this speaker on highest setting, whatever device that you have, is because this episode is about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So let's get this party started. And, let's begin. Okay, so there are three scenes involved in this. 12 Years Got Talent stage, Henry's house, the man cave. So we see the 12 Years Got Talent building, and we see the stage with Captain Man, Kid Danger, and another celebrity judge are judging. Audience are in the back. And then there's the producer who's counting it down. And the producer said, in 5, 4, and he goes away in 3, 2. And then the audience cheers. We see them in the background. And then Danny Chess comes out. This is the first time we saw Danny Chess in Henry Danger. So last time we saw him on Danger Force, which is probably a good thing. But so yeah, but anyways, Danny Chess said, good evening. And welcome to, and all the people said, all together, and they said, 12 Years Got Talent! Cut to all the camera angles cheering, and cut to Danny Chess says, I'm Danny Chess, and cut to the celebrity judges, and the audience member in the back room said, we love you, Danny Chess! And the audience cheers. It got to Captain Man, who is this next to another celebrity judge, and said, next to Kid Danger, and said, I get the same thing all the time. And cut to Danny Chess on the Henry Harthouse television and said, all right, ladies, try to control yourselves. Cut to Jake Hart watching the television and said, man, that Danny Chess is handsome. And cut to the doorbell ringing. And Jake said, ooh. And he goes to the door. And then he opens the door, and the shooshy-douchy delivery guy is there. And he's... And the sushi douchey delivery guy said, sushi douchey! To Jake Hart said, oh good! But hang on a sec, I'm watching television. And he goes back to the television, and the sushi douchey delivery guy watches it. And he said, hey, what show is that? He said, 12 Years Got Talent? Jake starts saying, yeah, my daughter's on tonight. She's gonna be dancing. And he comes in and closes the door, and he goes to where Jake Hart is. And the sushi-douchy delivery guy said, oh, well, sure, I can stay. And he goes up to where Jake Hart is on the couch and said, scooshy-douchy. And somehow Jake scooches over, and the sushi-douchy delivery guy sat down and cut back to the Swabby's Got Talent stage and said, now, let's take a minute to say hello to this week's celebrity judges. Starting with chair number one, everybody knows basketball biggest superstar, LeBron James! And everybody started cheering like crazy. And cut to Danny Chess and said, so let's welcome LeBron's childhood friend, Vanessa Harris! And cut to the audience and the judges in the background, and the light applause. She tried to do the thing like LeBron does, but that doesn't work out. Cut to Dan Chess said, okay. I said, next. And cut And cut back to the man cave where Charlotte, Jasper, and Schwaz were watching. And cut to Charlotte and say, hey, and say, they're about to introduce the boys. And Jasper said, ooh. And Schwaz said, so exciting. Cut to Danny Chest and said, the guys filling judges' chairs 2 and 3 are no strangers to everyone here in Swellview. Oh, no. Now give it up for Captain Man and Kid Danger. And cut to all of them, and then the big applause happened. Cut to Jasper back in the man cave and say, yeah! It's like, yeah! Cut to them waving, and they sat back down. And Kid Danger was like, hi, Danny Chest. Cut to Command says, hi, Danny. And Kid Danger's like, Chest. Cut to Dan Chest and said, all right, then. He said, since we're in the end of competition, he said, do you guys think that any of the performers this week can beat our current front runner? Cut to the audience with the judges thinking about it. And cut to Kid Danger and Captain Man. Kid Danger's like, ooh. He said, man, that's a tough one. Captain Man's like, that's hard to say. And they were talking, overlapping each other, and Kid Danger's like, that's a hard one. If I had to say, I say no. And cut to Danny Chest. And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger again. Captain Man said, cuz I would say yes, but the truth really is no. Cut to and Danger said, unless you think. And Captain Man said, yeah, I mean. And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger and said, nah. No. Captain Man said, nope. Cut to Charlotte chuckling. Cut to Danny Chest said, well, clearly our judges think that our current front runner, Stephen Sharp, is going to be pretty tough to beat. And I'll show you why. Come on out here, Stephen. Somehow Stephen Sharp just came in and give Danny Chest a high five and goes around in circles around him. Cut to the judges being so confused. Cut to Danny Chest being confused as well that he was going around him. And he gives Danny Chest another high five. And he goes next to Danny. And Danny Chest said, last week, this guy wowed us with his talent for throwing Cupid zip spikes. Can you give us a little taste of that again? And then Stephen Sharp said, of course. How about I throw one at camera 2? And cut to all of them looking at camera 2. And the camera 2 guy's like giving a puzzled look. And audience members just gasp. Danny Chest said, okay, camera 2. Cut to Danny Chest next to Stephen and said, fantastic. And somehow the suspense was going, and he just threw the Cupid knife at the camera 2 light and somehow just stuck there. And cut to all the people that are applying. And Kid Danger saw it next to Captain Man. It's like, wow. And it's like, wow. And somehow we see Stephen Sharp taking a bow. And cut to Stephen Sharp said, thank you. I'm Stephen. Thank you for applauding my talent. It cut to all the camera angles. And cut to Danny Chest said, all right, let's bring out our first new performer of the evening. Please give an SGT welcome to Harry Hoagie. And somehow with a guy named Harry Hoagie showed up with a big, like, big sub with a table and whatever. And everybody gave an applause and next to Danny Chest and to Captain Man and Kid Danger. And Captain Man said, hey there, Harry. Kid Danger's like, what's up, Harry? Cut to Vanessa Harris says, I used to know LeBron James. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger being so confused. And cut to Kid Danger is like, so, Harry, tell us what are you going to be, we're going to see you do tonight. So Harry Hoagie next to Danny Chest said, well, I'm going to eat this entire 6-foot submarine sandwich in less than 60 seconds. Cut to Danny Chest and said, okay, 60 seconds on the clock. And the graphic shows up to Jasper next Schwaz and Charlotte, and the man came and said, whoa, it's a nice clock graphic. cut to Schwaz and Arla just looking at him. And he's just kind of sipping on his egg. Like, what the hell? And cut back to the stage. Dan Chia said, all right, ready, set. And cut to the audience members, including the judges. And they said, go. As soon as Harry Hoagy was about to eat the sandwich, he started to act weird. Somehow cut to audience members and the judges being confused. Okay, to Harry Hoagy just like and just twirling around, and somehow he just passed out on the floor. And everybody was so in shock, including Danny Chess, and cut to the judges and cut to the audience members in shock too. Cut to Captain Man trying to applaud, and it's like, okay, that's, and Kid Danger next to him said, don't clap right now. The Captain Man said, I was just trying to be supportive. Cut to Kid Danger, no, that was not supposed. Kid Danger, sure, that's not the part of it. And he looked at the script, and with Kid Danger, and Kid Danger said, yep, nope, that's not supposed to happen. And somehow one of the workers that worked it just dragged Harry Hoagy off the stage. And cut to Danny Chess and said, okay, not sure what's wrong with Harry, but no worries. Because our next two performers are about to dance their way into your hearts. Here is Carl Marcus and Piper Hart. Cut to Jake Hart next to the sushi douchey delivery guy. And Jake Hart said, there she is. And then she's pointing to his daughter on the television. Cut to both of them walking out. Cut to the judges and the audience, and cut to them again. And Dan Chia said, so, he said, how long have you two been dance partners? Cut to Piper next to Carl and said, for about 6 months. Dan Chia said, and what's your favorite kind of dancing? To her next to Carl and said, the kind that wins Swellview's Got Talent? Cut to the audience members. Cut to Jake or the sushi douchey guy. And cut to Danny Chess said, all right. Said, well, kids, let's see what you got. And cut to him getting off. And Piper Hart said, okay. Cut to the judges. Cut to the audience. Cut to them. And the music starts playing. And then the music starts playing and Piper and Carl started dancing. Yeah. Watch me on the floor. Hey, watch me on the floor. And cut to the judges and cut to Captain Man trying to do the wave and Kid Danger's not having it. And he said, no, don't do that. And he tried to do it back again. And somehow two of them were dancing. And somehow Piper got it too. But like, Cut to Carl doing it as well. And somehow they both gave it a twirl. And somehow they passed out on the stage. And then it's cut to the stage, to Danny Chess, and cut to the judges and the audience again. Cut to Kid Danger and Captain Man looking at the script. And cut to Danny Chess, and it's like, obviously, a major malfunction. Cut to Kid Danger is like, next to Kid Danger, again? Because that's what the last guy did, next to Kid Danger said. And then and three of them looking up the script. And that's about it. And then the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. And cut to the man cave sequence. You gotta go through jacket stuff. You gotta go through the breathing dinosaur. Go to the back. Go to the elevator. You gotta press the button, go way down, and there's the man cave. And then we see Charlotte, Schwaz, Ray, and Henry. Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz, but Charlotte's like, hey, guys, come here. Cut to Henry and Ray, cut to Henry sitting up and Ray going, and Ray falling behind him. And Henry's like, okay. And Ray said, okay, what do you got? Cut to Charlotte said, all right, check this out. Cut to all of them. Charlotte said, last night. Cut to the board with Henry's sister and her dance partner with Harry Hoagy and said, Henry's sister and two other performers all freaked out in the same way. First, the sandwich guy cuts a Harry Hoagie on video. What exactly happens? Ah! Give it a twirl and passed out. And cuts a right next to Henry and Charlotte and said, just like Karl Marcus and Henry's sister did. Cut to Schwartz says, maybe they all got sick. Cut to Henry next to Ray and Charlotte is like, nah, Piper was fine right before the show, and she was totally fine right after. So Ray next to him said, well, they didn't get sick. Then he went to one corner of the man cave and said, then somebody did something to them. I said, but why? And cut to Henry said, and who? Cut to Henry, and Ray said, and where? Cut to Henry just looked at him being confused. And cut to him cutting to Charlotte and Schwartz, and cut to him looking at Ray again and said, at the show. And cut to Ray said, huh? Henry said, you said we're right. We know we're at the show. Cut to Ray said, okay, do you always have to criticize me when I'm trying to figure things out? Cut to Henry being offensive is like, what? I was just. Cut to Ray said, you know, sometimes a little encouragement may be helpful. You know, a kind word. He said, maybe a hug. Cut to Henry, who's between Charlotte and Schwartz, and cuts and him. He's like, I'm sorry. Here, you want a hug? Let's hug. And he's about to give Ray a hug, and Ray wouldn't take it, and he stepped back and said, no, not now. I don't want your hug now. Cut to Ray said, Henry said, what? Okay, you just said you wanted a hug. I'm going to give you one. He got interrupted by Ray and said, yeah, when you want to, okay? I don't want a hug from you right after I tell you I want a hug. We want it to happen because you want a hug when it's your idea, not because I had to ask for it. And cut to Ray getting the offensive look on his face, just turned around. And cut to Charlotte and Schwartz. Cut to Charlotte. Interrupt the conversation. Said, anyway. And he goes to Henry and said, so, what's our plan? Cut to Henry and said, well, the people who passed out last night perform again tonight. Cut to Charlotte and said, oh, so, you and Ray will be there as judges, so just keep an eye out for anyone backstage. Cut to Ray interrupted the conversation with going toward them and said, no, bad idea. And Charlotte took offense to that. Next to Schwartz, and she said, Henry, pardon? Cut to Ray and said, Henry and I are going to be stuck at the judges' table, so can't sneak backstage to figure out what's going on. And what's the matter with you? Cut to Charlotte taking offense to that next to Schwartz and Henry. And Schwartz said, you know, sometimes I like kind words and hugs too. Cut to Ray said, next to Henry said, oh, grow up. Cut to Ray next to going to the man's nest computer chair. Cut to Charlotte going behind him. He said, well, fine. Then let's hear your great idea. Ray said, sure, and turned around to Charlotte and said, during the show, say, you and Schwartz sneak backstage so you two can look around and try to figure out what's going on. Cut to Henry next to Schwartz and said, nah. He said, they only let the stage crew and performers backstage. And Ray said, true. And he snapped his fingers and looked at Charlotte and said, Charlotte, go buy yourself some boy dancing clothes. Cut to Charlotte said, huh? Cut to Ray said, don't say huh, just do it. And he stands up and he goes where Schwartz was, next to Henry, and said, Schwartz, go buy a blonde wig and a little girl sequin jacket. Cut to Schwartz and said, already got him. And cut to Ray being offended, and to have Henry noticed. And cut to him, Henry, opening his arms up, and Henry said, no. He said, I cut to Ray said, yeah, okay. And somehow they got each other a hug, which is so sweet. And that's what Henry Danger was about. Ugh, I just love romances like that. That's just so cute. Ugh, it gets me into tears when I watch that. It's just amazing. But anyway, no, there are three scenes involved in this. Swelby's Got Talent backstage, the Swelby Got Talent stage, and Henry's house. It cut to the scene. We see Piper and Carl getting ready, with other performers getting ready backstage. And the backstage announcement, all performers backstage, please. All performers backstage. And one of the producers who was walking, just walking and said, we're going to be live in five, people. He said, we are live in 5 minutes. And went off the camera and said, God, I love this headset. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger. Just looking around, looking for his sister and Carl. And Captain Kid Danger nudging, and Captain Man said, hey, he said, that's my sister and her dance partner. Cut to the both of them, cut to both Captain Man and Kid Danger. Cut to Captain Man and said, right, let's get over there. And somehow they were about to get over there, but he got interrupted by Stephen Sharp. And Stephen Sharp said, excuse me, Captain Man. I cut to both of them getting interrupted, and Captain Man just turned around and said, yeah, what? Cut to Stephen Sharp and said, I'm Stephen Sharp. Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man and said, oh, yeah, how you doing? He was about to give him a handshake to Stephen Sharp, and Stephen Sharp wouldn't have it. And Stephen said, I'm talking to Captain Man. And somehow Kid Danger got offended. Cut to him next to Captain Man said, oh, well, okay. And cut to Captain Man and said, Kid Danger just looking around and said, what is that? Cut to Stephen Sharp and was like, oh, this is my Ferret Fawcett. And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, and Captain Man said, your ferret? Kid Danger's like, Fawcett? Cut to Stephen Sharp and said, yeah. Cut to Stephen Sharp and said, he brings good luck when I rub him. And so I share my ferret with others so that all may have good luck. Captain Man said, cool. He said, well, see ya. It said, and cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger with Piper and Carl in the background when Stephen Sharp was walking away. Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, have a good one. To Stephen Sharp turning around with an attitude towards Kid Danger said, I was talking to Captain Man. To Kid Danger taking another offense to that and it's like, wow. He said, okay. And he just got off. And somehow cut to Carl and Piper, and cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger getting in the frame. And I said, hey, look! And he said, it's the president of the Man Fans! And him going towards Piper. And he said, and Piper was so excited and said, oh, hey, Captain Man! And Captain Man's like, uh-huh. Cut to Piper next to Carl, and Captain Man and Kid Danger said, I'm really sorry we spazzed out and fainted last night. I have no idea what's happened. We just started dancing and somehow Captain Man and Kid Danger put, like, sleeping spray on their faces. And Piper said, wait, what are you? And somehow Carl and Piper were starting to pass out. And somehow they passed out. They both, Captain Man and Kid Danger both grabbed, one grabbed Piper, one grabbed Carl. And somehow they somehow shoved Carl and Piper in one of the curtains. And somehow Piper was just laying there with his... So they had to go and fix that. And then Captain Man said... there. Cut to Kid Danger opening the door and said, Charlotte, Schwaz, get in here. Cut to Charlotte and Schwaz dressing up as Piper and Carl. Cut to Captain Man next to Schwaz as Piper and said, okay, now you're Piper. And cut to Kid Danger next to Charlotte and says, Carl, and you're Carl. Putting all backstage passes around their necks. Charlotte as Carl Market said, fine, but I'm not going out there and dancing. Cut to Kid Danger said, cut to all of them and said, no, you won't. Cut to Kid Danger next to Charlotte as Carl said, You won't have to. Cut to Kane Danger next to Charlotte's closet. We'll figure out who's sabotaging the performance before you guys are called to go on. Cut to after man next to Schwartz's Piper and said, right. So just hang out back here and keep your eyes open. Cut to Schwartz's Piper and said, we'll do it. And cut to them going back to the judge table, and we see Jasper as a producer stopping them. I said, hey, where are you two going? And somehow they just stopped. It cut to Man and Kid Danger. I said, oh, we're judges. We're supposed to be out. Cut to Kid Danger noticing Jasper, and I said, wait. It cut to Jasper and cut to them again. And he's like, Jasper? Cut to Jasper's producer. Said, yeah, look, I'm here. And cut to Kid Danger and Captain Man not having it. Kid Danger's like, oh, and Captain Man's not having it either. Cut to him looking at Jasper and said, why? Cut to Jasper and his producer and said, to help. Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain and said, you're supposed to be at Junk and Stuff watching the store. Jasper's producer, well, I want to help solve this crime. Cut to Kid after Man not taking it anymore next to Kid Danger said, that's it, I'm going to wreck this kid. Kid Danger's like, wait, no. And he tried to stop Captain Man from doing any harm to Jasper. And cut to announcer and said, 60 seconds to air. And cut to him looking at Captain Man. He said, Kid Danger's like, you don't have time. To him looking at Jasper say, Jasper, don't cause any problems, all right? Cut to Jasper's producer and said, do you guys like my beard? Cut to both of them walking and cut to Jasper said, get. Cut to Kid Danger stopping him and said, no, hey. Cut to Kid Danger said, let me hurt him. And he was not having it, and somehow they went on the stage back to the judges' table. And cut to Jasper as a producer. And he said, okay, people, places. Take two, hold the work, real beard, all right. And somehow Charlotte is Carl and Waz's Piper were looking, and somehow Jasper just turned around, didn't see the hoagie there with Harry Hogan. He just turned around, bumped into him, a sandwich fell down. And cut to Charlotte and Waz as Piper and Carl being shot. And cut to Harry Hogan and said, my sandwich! Cut to Jasper and his producer trying to help. He said, I'm sorry. He said, here. He said, just hold on. Cut to both of them again. Cut to Spring, the producers helping us. Cut to Charlotte as Carl Marcus next to Schwaz's Piper and said, oh, Jasper. And cut back to the Swebby Talents Got Talent stage. Cut to the producer going off the stage and countdown and said, in 5, 4, 3, 2. And cut back and cut to Danny Chess going on stage. Cut to the audience members. Cut to Danny Chess going on stage. Cut to the judges' table. And cut it back to Danny Chess and said, hey, yo, and welcome again to... Cut to all the audience members and the judges saying, Swellview's got talent! And all of them cheering. And cut to Danny Chess and said, all right, I'm Danny Chess. Cut to the audience members and the judges and the audience members said, we love you, Danny Chess! Cut to Danny Chest. He said, okay. And cut to him on the TV and him again and said, no, last night we had some problems here. So tonight is going to be a kind of do-over type deal. Sound good? I cut back to the Hart House. Cool. He said, cut to Danny Chest. Thanks for buying into the premises today. First up, this guy can actually... You know, and all of a sudden, one of the producers was whispering in his ear. He said, But somehow, all the celebrity judges were confused. With the audience in the back, Captain Man and Kid Danger were confused as well. Oh, really? And cut to the board of producers going back. And cut to Danny Chase and apparently, we had a sandwich sitch backstage. So, we're going to show you that guy later. Cut to the judges being confused. Cut to Danny Chess, and instead, we're going to start off the show with two amazing kid dancers. So let's bring them out. Carl Marcus and Piper Hart. And cut to Kid Danger, who is in trouble and next to Captain Man and said, "Uh-oh." Captain Man, who's laughing, said, "This should be interesting." So Charlotte has Karl and Marcus backstage trying not to go, and he said, "No, no, 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 no. We're not supposed to go on till later." The producer said, "There's been a change. You gotta go on now." I cut to Schwartz's Piper and said, "Okay, we're ready." Cut to them going to where the producers are, and cut to Schwartz's Piper, and the producer's following him. To Charlotte, Karl Marcus says, "No, we're not." Cut to Dan Chase and Piper and Carl. Cut to the empty thing and said, "On their way." Cut to the producer and said, "Come on." And the shoving onto the stage, and cut to Stephen Sharpe said, "Wait, wait. The dancers need to pet my ferret for good luck before they perform." Cut to the producer and said, "There's no time." And somehow they just vanished in the curtain. Cut, somehow Jasper was watching. Cut to Stephen Sharpe said, "Oh, we failed." He said, "Oh, Fawcett." And cut, somehow Jasper was rubbing his beard, which is kind of interesting to him. And somehow Stephen Sharpe just looked and he just pretended that nothing happened. And that was about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. We got three scenes again. We see Swabby's Got Talent stage, Henry's house, and Swabby's Got Talent backstage. Cut to Dan Chase and said, "All right." He said, "Let's give Piper and Carl some encouragement." Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man and said, "Dude, we told them they wouldn't have to dance." Cut to Captain Man and said, "I know." Cut to Kid Danger said, "Well, Charlotte and Schwartz haven't even rehearsed. What are we going to do?" Cut to both of them and cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger and said, "Watch, probably laugh, then judge." Cut to the both of them next to Danny Chess, Schwartz's Piper, and cut to Charlotte as Karl Marcus not having it. Cut to Danny Chess and said, "So, are you guys feeling better after what happened last night?" I cut to Charlotte as Karl Marcus, who took over and said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is much better." I cut to Jake and the house and said, "Hmm." He said, "That doesn't look like Carl." I cut back to the stage and Dan Chase said, "All right, kids, let's see what you got." And the music comes on. Yeah, watch me on the floor. And somehow they were dancing. And somehow Captain Man and Kid Danger were just laughing. And somehow Charlotte's Carla was not having it. And this went on for a few couple of minutes. And somehow Kid Danger and Captain Man were laughing again. And somehow cut to backstage with Harry Hoagie and Stephen Sharpe next to him. And Stephen Sharpe said, "I just heard that them say that you're performing next." Stephen Sharpe said, Harry Hoagie said, "Yeah." And Stephen Sharpe said, "Well then, you need some good luck. Pet my ferret." Cut to Jasper, who was watching, and said, "I don't know, man. It didn't work too well last night." Cut to Stephen Sharpe and then pet harder. Here. And somehow Stephen was forcing Harry Hoagie to pet the ferret. And somehow Harry Hoagie liked it and kept on rubbing it. Cut to Jasper's producer squatting down, looking at his phone, and said, "Ferrets, ferrets, ferrets." Cut to Schwartz's Piper and Schwartz's Carl just dancing again. And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger laughing again. Charlotte as Carl is not having it. Cut to Jasper as producer on his phone and said, "The Norwegian ferret." And he pressed the thing on his phone. And he said, "Danger. Avoid contact with Norwegian ferrets because they secrete perfume oils and they can cause strange reactions such as chewing, head vibration, and loss of consciousness." And he just figured out what Stephen Sharp was doing. Cut to him getting up, putting his phone away, and looked at Stephen Sharp, walked up to him, and said, "Hey!" Mm-hmm. Cut to Stephen Sharp turning around to Jasper as the producer and said, "Hello?" He said, "Your beard looks fake." Mm-hmm. Cut to Jasper as producer said, "You're making the other performers pet your ferret so they'll pass out so they can, you can win first place." Mm-hmm. Cut to Stephen Sharp and said, "Ah." He said, "You figured that out, did you?" Mm-hmm. Just as producer said, "Sure did." Mm-hmm. Cut to Stephen Sharp, "Well, so did he." And he caused a distraction for Jasper. Jasper turned, as producer turned around and said, "Who? I don't see any." And he just hit Jasper as the producer and just passed out. Cut to Stephen Sharp next to a passed out producer of Jasper. He said, "Yes, that's right." He's making his fair. He's while he was holding the ferret, rubbing it all over Jasper's face and said, "That's right. Absorb my ferret's oil. Enjoy your nap." Cut to one of the producers noticing this and cut to the producer right behind him and said, "Hey, the spike thrower is attacking our bearded production assistant." Cut to Steve Bouchard next to passed out the producer of Jasper and said, "No, I'm not." Cut to producer next to another one and said, "Yeah, you are. And that's against the rules." Stephen Sharp, back again with the passed out Jasper, said, "So?" And producer said, "So?" Said, "You're disqualified." Cut to Stephen Sharp letting the ferret down. Cut to Stephen Sharp in defeat and said, standing up and said, "Oh, I guess I've lost." Cut to the producers, cut to Stephen Sharp, said, "Then, so I suppose I'll just, and then he interrupted, and he shoved one of the producers and the producer out of the way and said, "Ah!" And the woman producer said, "Stop him!" Cut to the producer, stopped him, but he couldn't, and Stephen Sharp just got on stage. Cut to Schwaz's Piper and Carl performing. Cut to Stephen Sharp in the middle of the stage and said, "Stop! Stop the show!" Cut to Charlotte as Carl Market saying, "Thank you!" Cut to Arlette as Carl Market getting off stage. Cut to Danny Chase going to Stephen Sharp. Danny Chase said, "No, Stephen! You're not supposed to be on stage!" Cut to Stephen Sharp next to Danny Chase. You shut your stupid mouth, Danny Chess. And cut to all of the audience members and the judges being shocked. And just Kid Danger said, "Wow." Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, "Son, why don't you get off the stage till it's your turn?" To the point of view where the judges' heads were, and cut to Stephen Sharp and Danny Chess and said, "No." And cut to Stephen Sharp said, "I came on the show to win back my girlfriend." Cut to the judges and cut to Stephen Sharp and said, "Cause Kid Danger stole her from me." And cut to the crowd gasping. And Vanessa Harris just turned to look at Kid Danger. Cut to Kid Danger being confused. Cut to Vanessa Harris like, "Ah!" Cut to Kid Danger almost is confused and confessed and said, "I never stole your girlfriend." Cut to Stephen Sherman, "You did too." And Danny Chest was about to get on. Stephen Sherman's like, "Back off, Danny Chest." And Danny Chest said, "Hey." And cut to them on the TV and said, "My girlfriend used to love me until you got to be Captain Man's sidekick. Then she got all obsessed with the cool, good-looking Kid Danger." Cut to Kid Danger's smiling because that's a compliment that she couldn't take. And he said, "What? What'd she look like? Is she cute?" Cut to Stephen Sharp. Cut to him next to Captain Man, and Captain Man said, "She got a mom." Kid Danger gave the face and he's got a point. Captain Steamer said, "You distracted my girlfriend. So now," he said, "prepare to eat Spike." He took the spikes out and cut Captain Man and Kid Danger standing up. The audience members in gasping mode. It cut to Captain Man in the background while Piper was getting out of conscious backstage and she was slowly getting up. And Captain Man in the background said, "Stephen, don't be insane. Kid Danger's got hypermotility." And while Piper was getting back up, Dan Chess said, "Wait, what's that? Some disease?" Kid Danger's like, "No, it's a superpower." He said, "It means that if he throws a Cuban zip spike at me, I could just knock it away." It cut to Piper going where the stage was. And Stephen Sharp said, "Oh yeah, let's see you try." It cut to Stephen Sharp trying to throw the Cuban zip spike at Kid Danger. He threw it and somehow just flicked it away. And the audience member just took the spike. And the audience member said, "Is there a nurse in the audience?" And cut to the audience and cut to Stephen Sharp again, grabbing another one. And so he threw it again, but somehow Kid Danger just flew it out of the way. And somehow he hits into the same audience member. And the woman next to him was in shock. And cut to the audience member looking at her and said, "Could I switch places, seats with you?" And Stephen Sharp said, "All right, maybe I can hurt Kid Danger or Captain Man, but I can hurt Danny Chest." Cut to Danny Chest, who was offended, and cut to Stephen Sharp was about to attack him. Cut to Schwartz's Piper said, "You leave Danny Chest alone." Cut to Schwartz whining towards him and just knocked him down. And the producer said, "Security! Security!" And cut to all of them trying to get Stephen Sharp off the stage. And cut to all three of the judges. Captain Man and Kid Danger were standing up. And said, "Should we, maybe we should." Danger said, "Should we just jump in there? I mean," cut to the fiasco back on the stage. "I mean, we are super." Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger said, "Nah, he's good. Cut to Captain said, they got it. Cut to Stephen Sharp, who's been dragged on the stage by security. He's like, no, I did it for my girlfriend. I just wanted my girlfriend back. And cut to Danny Chess next to Schwaz's Piper and said, well, you all just saw it live right here on Swabby's Got Talent. Cut to Jake being so happy. Cut to the stage said, "Piper Hart just saved my life." Cut to Schwaz's Piper and said, "Danny Chest, I love you." So somehow Schwartz's Piper giving Danny Chest a hug. And somehow someone threw the roses to Schwartz's Piper on stage. He grabbed it. So happy. Somehow the real Piper just got on stage. And somehow Schwartz saw the real Piper and he just flew. And cut to Danny Chest being confused. And cut to Piper saying, "What the butt happened?" And cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger with their funny looks on their face. And the audience behind them. And that was about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 19, season 3, and the season 3 finale of Henry Danger, Swellview's Got Talent. Wow. That was insane, folks! This season 3 finale, oh my god, what a great way to end season 3. That was incredible, insane, I don't know what to explain it, but yeah, so this episode is currently one of my favorites of season 3, and that's how you close out season 3, ladies and gentlemen, but yeah, so now you know the reason why Stephen Sharp was trying to win his girlfriend back, and that's not how the way you do it. And it's all because my good-looking Kid Danger has just been upset. His girlfriend was obsessed with him, and yeah, that's how good-looking Kid Danger is. Am I right? But, Yeah, this episode was a great way to end season 3 of Henry Danger, and I gotta say, good job. So I give this episode a 10 out of 10, but I give season 3 a 10 out of 10. Each episode was great in season 3, and that's how you close season 3, and this episode was amazing. Not only season 3 was like the bomb and everything, and yeah, so I'm glad they ended season 3 this way, and it was just awesome. It was amazing, and yeah, so next week is the premiere of season 4, and watch out, ladies, because Henry's all grown up and hot, but yeah, so anyways, I hope you enjoyed season 3, and I hope you enjoyed this as well, and yeah, the season 3 was a wild ride, and I cannot wait to recap season 4 for you next week, and it's gonna be super duper exciting, so buckle up, it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be amazing, and it's gonna be a wild ride. So the next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that, and yeah, so the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like the Harmony Barbershop has reopened in Disney World. Now you can go get your kids' first haircut again. And for us people, we do need our haircuts. And I'm just so happy that this is back in Disney World. It has been open since for 2 years. 2.5 years, that is. And now it's finally back, and I am so excited because when your kid needs a first haircut experience, that's the first place you have to go. It's truly insane. I haven't went there, but I heard, like, heard stuff about it, and it looks good. And, yes, if you want to ever have your kids have their first ever haircut in Disney World, make sure you go and check that out. I guarantee it that much. And, yes, I'm so excited that the experience is back, and you guys can get your kid's first haircut again, or your haircut for you. And I'm happy that it's reopened. So, welcome back, Harmony Barbershop. We missed you. And, yeah, so the Harmony Barbershop has reopened. So, if I were you, go get your kid that very first haircut. So, I guarantee it. And make sure you go treat yourself, too, because it's really awesome. And make sure you go get yourself a haircut while you can, because it's really good. So, I hope you enjoy it. And welcome back, Harmony Barbershop, to Disney World. And sadly, the famous Pat Carroll who played Ursula in The Little Mermaid has passed away by the age of 95. We all know her as Ursula, and it was just sad for us in the Disney community because it's kind of like she was the voice of Ursula, and she was like that mean villain that we used to hate when we were kids. And I think one of the Little Mermaid just charmed me when I was a kid, and it was just awesome. And she did a great job as Ursula. So she passed away by the age of 95. She lived a great life. Rest in peace to Pat Carroll, who lived an amazing life, and you'll always be Ursula, no matter what to us, and yeah, so she's died by the age of 95, and rest in peace, Carol, we love you so much, and thank you for changing our childhoods even better than it was before, and rest to Ursula, because we love you, and we'll miss you very, very deeply, and yeah, and then I recapped episode 19, season 3, and the season 3 finale of Henry Danger, 12 Years Got Talent. Stephen Sharp wanted to go after Kid Dangerous because his girlfriend was talking about how obsessed how good looking Kid Danger was. That is a true fun fact. But yeah, so and Stephen Sharp was the bad guy and tried to eliminate him, but it didn't go according to plan. So yeah, so if I were you, don't do that, guys. Just don't do it. But this episode was amazing. What a great way to end season 3. And it was awesome and amazing. All of season 3 was great. The ending of season 3 with this episode was a banger. And yeah, kind of like this episode, how they ended with season 3. Not only it ended with that episode, but it kind of time was to say goodbye to Jace Norman's teenage years. And yeah, so it's got to get really, really wild in the next fourth season, so I'm not going to lie much. But, yeah, so I give this an episode of 10 out of 10, and the season 3, 10 out of 10, because it's a great way to end season 3. So good job, guys, and I can't wait to recap season 4 with you guys next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be shindig, and I hope you enjoyed the season 3 finale. So thank you, and I hope you liked it. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me, 12. And Justin Bieber had got me through my middle school and high school days with his music, and if it weren't for him, I wouldn't have been who I am today. So I've been a big believer through and through. I went to all of his concert tours, saw his first documentary 7 times in theaters, saw his second documentary once in theaters, and it was Justin Bieber has changed my life throughout his music, throughout his documentaries, throughout his tours. So without Justin's music, I wouldn't be for who I am. So, Justin, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you're doing well. You're back in better than ever, baby. And I cannot wait to see what you got up your sleeve. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Welcome back, Justin. We missed you. And thank you for being a role model for what I needed. So thank you so much for that. And I hope you can do the same. So, and whenever the reschedule shows come, you all know I'm going to be there for the Justice Tour. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And it's got to be off the freaking chain. So, Justin, love you, dude. And I hope you're doing well. So, yeah. So this is the first single in 2020 and in quarantine. And that is Stuck With You with Ariana Grande. There are, like, multiple versions of this music video. Ones with movie scenes, with proms, and somehow Spider-Man Homecoming made the cut. So, that was a good thing, and it was just awesome. And that video was cute. And then there was homemade videos of couples dancing in their living rooms during quarantine, which I thought that was kind of cute because of Demi and her ex were made the cut, but, wouldn't make the point, because that video was just so cute and adorable, along with Justin and Haley as well during quarantine, and Ariana Grande as well with her family, and those videos were just so cute. Oh my god, if you haven't seen those videos yet, go and watch those videos with Suck With You, I guarantee it that much. And him performing with Ariana Grande on this song, it was just so cute, so amazing. This was the first song to help us during quarantine, and I gotta say, this song was amazing. And I gotta guarantee it that much, because him and Ariana Grande were just that good together with doing music. So, yeah, so I love this song so much, and I hope you love this song as well, because it helped us during quarantine a lot. So trust me, to all the couples out there, we get the point. And I love this song so much, it kind of makes me, like, warm and fuzzy, and I really loved it. So, yeah, so Beliebers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber and you're a big fan of his music, make sure you turn up the volume loud and make sure you dance around, listen along, and sing along, because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. Here it is, the next collaboration that I chose, and it's from 2020 during quarantine, and that is Stuck With You with Ariana Grande. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up and let's get this party started. Shall we?
I can't help, baby. Don't care if I sound crazy, but you never let me down. No, no, that's why when the sun's up, I'm staying. Still laying in your bed, saying, oh, oh, oh. To know you better, kinda hope we're here forever. There's nobody on these streets. If you told me that the world's ending, ain't no other way that I can spend it. Oh, oh, oh. Got all this time in my hands. Might as well cancel my plans. I can stay here forever. I'm stuck with you.
God, this was so cute. Oh my God, when I first heard the song during quarantine, I was like, wow, wow, wow. What a great way to cheer us up during quarantine with that song with Ariana Grande and the Biebs. And those two videos, oh my God, were so cute and adorable. And I can't believe Spider-Man Homecoming made the cut, which, good job, Justin, you have a great taste in me. But yeah, this song, oh my God, it was so cute, so amazing, and how Justin and Ariana's vocals are into this song, and wow, 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 I love it so much. And this song was a great way to spend the time during quarantine and just listen to the song by the Biebs and Ariana. And yeah, this was the coolest song that I had ever listened to. So if you're a big fan of Ariana Grande or Justin Bieber, go put this on your playlist. I guarantee it 100%. And if this song is on Ariana Grande's album, make sure you go and check it out if there is. So make sure you go listen to the song, put it on your playlist. I guarantee it if you want to be with that certain somebody in your life and stuck with that person during quarantine, congratulations. So great job, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, for this song. And I cannot wait to see what Justin's collaboration is going to do next. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Put this on your playlist. Guarantee it. So I love this song so much, and I can't wait to see what's up on his sleeve. So hope you liked it. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, or if you want to do it safely, or you want to get to know each of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, make sure you go to the Mousetrap podcast featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She does recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina Tea podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a man fan since the very beginning. And also, you want to hear what topics that we did in the past, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did, or what songs that we did of the week, go find Kamina Tea in the description on my podcast. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and you might get to know her a little bit more. And yeah, she's the coolest friend of mine. I'm so glad to call her a man fan and a friend, and I'm so glad I jumped on her on social media. And yeah, she's been my friend ever since. So Kamina, if you're listening to this, I love you so much, girlfriend, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week, but I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, whenever you're from the United States or you cross the pond. Hope I made this podcast a little bit brighter for you, because who doesn't love this type of stuff, am I right? But yeah, so thank you guys so much, whatever you're from the United States or from around the world. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in. And I can't wait for season 4 next week, so it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And yeah, so it's going to be off the chain. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I love you guys so much. And I can't wait to see what's in store. So, yeah. So make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That would be really, really great. Also, you can find my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Or if you want to share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans to know around the world and here in the United States what the bored out of their minds or just stuck in traffic or just want to have nothing else to do. Or if they're fans of Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah, so make sure you go and follow my social media pages. Go to my Instagram, Miss.Holland92. That would be really, really great. I just posted the 8th year anniversary of Henry Danger, the 3rd anniversary of the Henry Danger musical, and Jace Norman, how they changed my life. And I just posted a brand new photo yesterday on National Spider-Man Day, so we should go and check those photos out. That would be really, really great. That would mean a lot to me, and thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're following me from the gram, I really appreciate you. And also, if you want to follow me for my review content, go to Miss Marilyn Susan on Instagram for all of my reviews on Disney Plus shows from Marvel, Star Wars, and from HBO Max, DC, iCarly, whatever you got. I have all my reviews and movie reviews as well on there. And they're my own opinions. You don't have to give your opinions as much. But they're all my own opinions as well. And I really enjoy them. So go follow that account while you can. That would be great if you're from Instagram. So, yeah. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, Miss.Norman1992 for the exact same thing. Disney Plus shows from Marvel, Star Wars, from HBO Max, DC, iCarly, all the reviews that I've got, make sure you go over there. And to brag about the cutest human being in the entire world, Jace Norman. You know, I love the guy and his accomplishments. But, yeah, so I just wanted to make sure you go and follow me on Twitter as well. So that would be great if you give me a follow with a click. That would be great. So, yeah, so if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. If you're following me on Instagram, click on the link on my profile on my Miss.Holland92 page. Or if you're following me on Twitter on Miss.Norman1992, click on the link. So click on the link. It will take you to the podcast page and find your podcast provider, what you're looking at, what you're subscribed to. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So to all those people who are new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap the HDU, which is the Henry Danger Universe, and it's Henry Danger and Danger Force. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the ride, because all 3 seasons were crazy, and I can't wait to start the journey with season 4 with you guys. So I hope you get to know, understand to me and my podcast for what I do. And yeah, so I hope you enjoy the ride, and I hope your kids can enjoy me. And yeah, so this is the only podcast your kids can listen to. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the ride. And for my returning listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sticking with me ever since, for 2 years now, since when quarantine started. Without you guys, I wouldn't have done this as a job to begin with. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I have you guys the best fans in the world. Without you following me or not, you guys mean everything to me. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you everything for what you do. And most importantly, thank you for listening for an hour and a half if you've got going on in my life. So that means a lot to me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's been 2 years, but I'm only getting started. So let's go. Get it on. I'm so excited to see what's next. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the ride with me. So stay tuned. And it's going to be sick. And it's going to be awesome. And, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.